Track 251.
Welcome to the exhibition Energy and Enterprise, Industry and the City of New Bedford. This gallery is dedicated to understanding the growth of the city as a manufacturing center in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Here are discussed such transformative features as factories, railroads, coal power, cotton textile manufacturing, glass manufacturing, specialized steel production like the Morse Twist Drill Company, immigrant labor, banking, and other facets defining the city's place in the world through the declining whaling era after the Civil War. Skilled craftsmen, investors knowledgeable in their trade, the wherewithal to manufacture a useful product from raw materials, and the ability to manage considerable amounts of generated capital created New Bedford's growth as a whaling port. Among these early skills were blacksmiths capable of making sophisticated whaling gear, rope walks, pump and block makers, coopers, shipbuilders, sail makers, plus specialized product development like whale and sperm oil refining and spermaceti candle manufacture. All of these attributes combined later to create an atmosphere where industrial manufacturing of other sorts could develop as whaling began to decline. The oil refineries evolved as well, and while most went out of business by the mid-20th century, only one remained, Nye Oil in Fairhaven. There is an entire case in this exhibit devoted to the specialized lubricating oils for sewing machines, watches, clocks, and firearms produced by the firm, which was founded in 1844, a specialization that remained in demand through the 20th century and continues today as the firm manufactures synthetic lubricants for modern markets.